Blog Talk Radio.
I just want to say something and piggyback off of that. See, the thing is, what a lot of people don't understand about men, you either a man in the house or a man of the house. And when you're a man in the house, this is where you go happy wife, happy life. You know, you're sleeping on the couch. Don't make mom mad. You know, mother's always right. You know, happy wife, all that other cake-ass shit they come out with. But when you're a man of the house, you embody, encompass everything in the house. You have your hand in everything that's going on in that house, and you're leading it in a certain direction. And unfortunately, a lot of boys who may have dad in the house, just because dad is there doesn't mean dad's a man. And what happens is dad probably pushes more estrogen into you than mom does when he's in the house. But when he's of the house, he sets the standard. And again, like as a father myself, I'm not here to be like, I'm not here to be your friend. I'm here to be father. You know, I'm not your buddy. Like we, you know, as you get older, yeah, we can crack open a beer and hell, even go to a strip club if you want when you get older. But other than that, yeah. But other than that, but yeah, no. It's my way or my way. That's it. That's how it's going to go. But trust the narrative that as a man, I know I can lead a family. I mean, almost 21 years married with no arguments and no problems, and my kids are honor roll students and all that other stuff shows that that's what men can do when men focus themselves on, again, which Bulldog was saying before, the selfishness of knowing who you are, man. First thing. No, y'all are hitting it on the head, man. It's again, it goes back to just focusing on you. That see, if the Metals and the alike used this as what Bulldog and Noah was saying as purpose, then I would agree on purpose, because that should be your purpose, should be you, not what you wear and not what you do, but focusing on not only calming your emotions down, but you know what? Hey, the only time I show emotions is when my Cowboys lose. I mean, that's the only thing that gets to me. But a woman getting mad at me, a woman wanting to leave me, that I mean, they're not special. I just don't understand why people think women are so special. Like, do they walk on water? Do they change wine to water or whatever? I mean, I don't know what makes them so special to a point. No, well, they the only thing a woman can give me is a child, and what makes her special is she can give birth to a child. I'll give her that, but what I'm saying is that I don't ever go in to meeting a woman saying that I have to have a date with her, or I have to marry her, or I have to have a relationship with her, or she's so beautiful and all those things, because I'm not looking at the outside exterior of her, because I'm an inside man. And if I'm an inside man, I've got to expect the same for somebody that I talk to. I got to expect her character matching her beauty. Now, wrong, if it doesn't, you know, she's a booty call, of course. I'm not going to turn down ass, yeah, I mean. But what I'm saying is that she can't get on the roster. She can't be a number one. But I'll be honest enough to tell her what her position is. But, yes. They are special in a way. Well, yeah, they can give birth to children. That's what makes them different. Absolutely, but they're bad shit. I think bad shit. Hey, bad shit. Yeah, but you need to be a man to calm that bad shit down, and will calm down when she's around a man. Because yeah, oh yeah, say bring that shit on, Tornado. Yeah, you know, the beautiful thing about thoughts and internet chicks and GoFundMe, I got that. What is that thing? Yeah, I'm old. I don't know all this technology stuff, man. I was just saying that the right, exactly. They're fucking someone for free, and that's what people don't understand. They may be getting money from a lot of guys, and they have a lot of fans, but they probably have one man, or maybe a few, or just maybe one man in their life that they're giving money to. They're donating to his cause, and they're running behind him. So I see what you're saying, man. It's the thing that I always say as a man is that I know women are going to be women, but what is the woman going to be when she's around me? You know what I mean? Because, again, and that's the fight that I have with the Mentals again. I can't judge a woman off of how she treats you. I got to judge her off the principle, the standard, my laws, my rules, my codes, my mission statement, my vision of me. That I can only judge her off of me. I can't judge her off of how she treats you because I'm not you or living your life. So, I've seen the pickup thing. As a matter of fact, on the 21, I'll be talking a little bit about that, correlating that with what's going on today. But what's happening today is there are a lot of young guys whose nuts haven't dropped from their stomach yet, trying to teach guys how to be men. And they haven't even experienced the world, and that's the problem. We have a lot of young, people, if you're like 19, 20, 21, trying to tell other men how to be men and navigate life, and they haven't even stepped out into life. So, a lot of people will do it for the money, and not too many people will do it for really helping. Like, you guys are doing it to help people. The money comes along with the help, but then you have other people, who do it for the money, the accolades, the clicks, the subscribers. So it's like a dick passing contest amongst, because you all, if you notice, there's not that much authenticity with a lot of these guys today. They're just regurgitating what somebody else is saying or mimicking what someone else is saying. So you can always tell who does it for the money versus the people who does it for the love of the game and the knowledge.
Right. No doubt.
Yes. For me, I'm going with evolving as a man, but I'm also going to connect with, like we just discussed, what happened 20 years ago. History is repeating itself today with the guys that are really doing more harm. So I'm going after those that do harm to young men. So I'm going straight at the tornado, the eye of the hurricane. I'm going straight to show these men how to evolve. Yes.
Yes.
Yes.